Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Here's the only true thing ever. Plumbing the Death Star cannot be stopped. Australia's worst boys are doing their very first live podcast of 2021, and you, that's right, you are invited. This June 5th at the Comedy Republic, we'll be asking the important questions live on stage in the flesh, red and sweaty from the stage lights for all to see. It's 18 plus, because we do love to cuss, but if you're underage and you can convince a parent or guardian to join you, then you can come too. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. May 5th. Link to grab the tickets in the show notes below. You do not want to miss this. I am going to say something stupid, guaranteed, and you want to be there to tell me off. Otherwise, how will I learn? Again, links to the tickets in the show notes below. June 5th, Comedy Republic, three handsome boys. I guess it's true what they say. Plumbing the Death Star cannot be stopped.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All of the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, how do we think the mutants are going to enter the MCU?
So,
what?
We opened up the baselessspeculation@gmail.com inbox. Yeah, I've got our computer, our work computer set, so when you click baselessspeculation@gmail.com, it goes,
we get a new email.
Yeah.
And we have a new email.
Oh,
and this comes from long-time listener,
yeah,
Reaper Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And the email reads, "Hey, BS boys, here's my baseless speculation on how / who they'll introduce the mutants as." So, okay, first of all, thank you for the suggestion. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to read your theory out. Actually, I will, so we don't steal it. But
give us the vibe.
Notes.
Yeah.
So they think that multiverse stuff's just going to happen, presumably at the end of Doctor Strange whatever. And there's going to be like presumably based on the context of this email, post credit sting, people come through the portals, and they're like, there's more people coming through, they're calling themselves mutants. Now, Reaper Zeus thinks that an interesting take on that would be, rather than the X-Men walking through, you get Magneto and other villains, but they're like, oh, we're good guys.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, are they actually good guys? Are the X-Men going to come fight them? Who knows?
Yeah, that would be cool. That's
anyway.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's all they've got, is what they actually say. Anyway, that's all I've got.
Okay.
Well, Reaper Zeus, good-ish speculation.
You've brought it.
Great
to,
email.
You've
great.
Brought a great question to some of the greatest minds in pop culture speculation on Earth today.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
If you have anything like that, be sure to email us at baselessspeculation@gmail.com. But we'll do the episode now.
Yes.
I just wanted to remind people that that can happen.
That's an option, yeah.
So do you think they will either do what is currently happening in the X-Men books themselves, as opposed to going through maybe what is historically that we people are aware or know what the X-Men do, as in like the five original X-Men, and it's like Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters, or are they actually going to be like, you know what, we want people to kind of be a bit more, I guess, focused on where X-Men are now, because where X-Men are now, it's a very crazy time and a very crazy place. And so if they do, say, Hickman's version of the X-Men or a version of Hickman's X-Men as opposed to the original five X-Men, it might be easier to slot in.
But will it be easier to swallow John Mulvey?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I am skirting around what it is because I don't...
I know. Okay. I will tell you now, Sam, when you start talking about it, I'm going to imagine like a Homer Simpson style rabbit with an accordion in my head or whatever.
Okay, you know what? I'll let you talk, but I reckon I got three words for you. But go first.
Sure, both like we're about to get smacked in the face.
Yeah, and I'm trying to not do it,
no,
but
it's
I'm also
okay.
being
I know
like,
you don't want to punch us.
I don't
want to
punch you guys, but I'm like,
let me just brace
for a bit. Okay, so in the current run of Hickman's X-Men, the X-Men have an island which they are. It's like a mutant nation island, and that is the mutant nation of Krakoa, and they just want to be recognized by the UN, and that is where all the X-Men are currently, and all the mutants are. They have amnesty for every mutant, so it's like Krakoa is for all mutants, so it's basically like anyone who's a mutant, even if you were a villain before, you can come through and we live there, and that is what we are. We are this kind of nation of mutants, and we're tucked away, and only mutants can enter it. We have organic teleporters.
That's a shiner. That's an uppercut.
That we've planted throughout other different nations, including the moon. And so people, the only people can teleport through that is mutants, so no humans.
Want to know what my three words were?
Yeah.
Shut up, comics!
Look, fair. So this is if they were to go down this route. Okay.
Yeah.
My money is that they don't do that, but I will let you continue.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. So if they were to go down that route, it does make it easier to put into the MCU as they are a secret island nation that are very much
the Black Panther.
Yeah,
insular. They're very much isolationalist because they're like, we don't want to. So I think you could almost combine that with the maybe a Charles Xavier who has maybe mind wiped a bunch of people to just mutants don't exist. They never existed.
Because basically, based on the way I'm on the side of the ring with my coach giving me some water right now.
That was me pulling my punches.
I know. It hurts so. I think based on the way that they've introduced characters, so basically the MCU I think always has this very funny problem where the bigger it gets, the more you need to introduce new characters, but those new characters always come with backstories integrally tied to the past of the MCU.
Yeah.
And so they've always gone for a couple of different sort of approaches. So there is, the Wakanda approach where you're like, it was always here, but it was a secret. Mm. And then you kind of also have maybe, say, the Captain Marvel approach, where you're like, they were here for a bit. Then they went to space.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And then you also have the Jeanette Van Dyne approach, where you're like, they got trapped. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think so far those have been the only ways. Well, or you go for the Spider-Man approach, where you're like, they were always here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think based on what we've already got, I'm not saying that the X-Men are going to be any of them necessarily, but those are the kind of like, if they were going to retread old ground, those are the kind of ways that they would go for
it. Yeah. To me, it depends, because when did they get the rights back to the X-Men? Was that sort of after Endgame or around that sort
fabulous
of
question?
No, I think it was around the same time because people thought that, I think it was just after Spider-Man.
Okay. Because like way forward would be, for example, with the click or the snap.
Yeah.
It would have been because when they bought Fox, which I think would have been at Endgame, I guess.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing, like in terms of timeline, or I guess what in terms of the story, because a good way to do it would be when the snap happened or the blip happened. You would then say, for example, if you had like powerful telepaths that were hiding the X-Men.
Yeah.
We're still hiding them, but because of the blip, they blipped away.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh my God, mutants.
Well, so one thing that I've seen thrown around a lot, I'm not saying this is necessarily my theory.
You've gone on www.goodtheories.com.
Yeah, www. What you said.
Yeah. Good theory.
You knew the website.
Yeah.
So one theory.
I'm a moderator.
Actually, that's a bad theory. Perma band. So one theory they're talking about Monica Rambeau in the new WandaVision trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer. In WandaVision. And they were talking about how when she went through Wanda's magic dome, she developed powers. Mm-hmm. And not everybody else did. And she also had blipped away. So one thing, you know, it's a theory I've seen thrown around heaps, is that the blip activated somehow by the burst of cosmic juice. From the Infinity Stones, that activated dormant X genes, and that now all of a sudden, you know, the powers have happened. And they argue as well that Wanda being in such close proximity to the whatever stone, mind?
Might
as well be.
What are them?
I think it is mind.
Mind's in Old Maid's head.
Because he's got the Loki boom boom stick.
Yeah.
That's true. And it's the same stone both times.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, the Infinity Stones activated their powers or whatever, which I don't really like as a theory, but I have seen it thrown around a lot. One cool theory I did see on that is that they're like, I don't reckon the MCU's Pietro has any powers. I think that was all Wanda Maximoff giving him powers as through her magic, the same way that
Wasn't that kind of basically confirmed?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Oh, wasn't that, like, one of That's the lines in WandaVision, she kind of was like, yes.
Really? When? No. I don't know if it was confirmed.
People got that, like, the theory spawned from the scene of her copying it from the stone.
Yeah.
That was, like, unseen thing, but there was nothing.
They didn't even show Pietro in that scene.
Agnes mentioned something about, always protecting your brother or whatever, and
I don't think she explicitly says it. Because the way I heard that theory coming about is they were like, Agnes can make fake Pietro run quickly, so clearly it's a witch power.
I thought it was that it's not like
That is a theory everyone has.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think I saw it confirmed anywhere.
Okay. I thought there was like not even like confirmed. Like I thought that was explicitly in the show.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so like, look, they could introduce the mutants on an island. Yes. I don't think I'd like that very much.
I honestly, look,
what if the movie is called Joel Zammit
would love that.
Of course.
But look, I'm happy to swallow the pill that is mutant bullshit. Not many people are. I think also doing the whole blip thing and them going through a wonder thing might be also, like, it's almost very similar to how Inhumans get their abilities in a weird way. With Inhumans, just to kind of fill everyone in, it's just they go through like a Terrigen mist situation where they just like huff in this gas and then they get powers.
Yeah.
And for a while, when Fox owned the rights to it, the comics were like, no more new mutants, only Inhumans. And everyone was like, we hate this, including me, Joel Zammit. I don't know why. I think it's because they're royalists or something.
Oh, God.
Who can say? But they're all silly. So I feel that would
it's kind of like a blip thing is very
akin to that.
Like, I think a good Marvel movie or any superhero movie is like a beautiful marriage of explaining stuff to the audience, but also accepting that your audience is going to know a little bit about the character in question. And everybody, there's been so many X-Men movies that you know about the X-Men now. Mm. So if they were like, the X-Men are happening from the blip, that means you have to introduce like a baby Xavier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You've got to start from the bottom instead of having anything already established.
So let's go with, let's explore.
Okay.
Some mutants. Okay. It's coming from the multiverse. It's coming through the madness of the multiverse, wherever it's
multiverse
called.
Is mad.
That is. What is the Doctor Strange and the
multiverse?
Yeah, no,
madness.
No, no, okay, yeah, okay, no, okay. No, it is.
It just sounded wrong coming from my mouth.
Yeah. Everything does. That's how this show and all the shows we do work.
Just, it's like, really? That's what it is.
Doctor Strange in the multiverse of madness or Antler.
Yeah.
Multiverse of Madness is definitely...
Hey, it's Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. So, there's no rules
anymore. It just sounds silly when you say it in not the context of that movie. Anyway, so let's say...
Multiverse, this is how they come
portal, multiverse, they come through.
Perhaps
they're like,
his most basic way to introduce X-Men.
Yeah. They're like, how are you doing that? What do you think would be a way for people to just kind of like, you know, put dots together to be like, oh yes, a mutants. So it's like a portal opened and there's someone and it's the middle of Times Square and they're like, oh my God, this isn't my universe.
Okay, what about this? I don't think this is... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, if you're doing this theory, it's not New Mutants. You have to use some of the mutants from the Fox films.
Yeah.
You can't use the portal shit and then introduce new characters because the audience will be like...
They'll be like, whom?
And then they'll also be like, I hate this. If it's a multiverse, why couldn't the Fox multiverse be a multiverse?
But this is how maybe I would do it. Again, I don't love this, but I think this is an option.
This is an experiment of just like, let's have a thing.
Brainstorming.
If we were like, right, we are using the multiverse to be like, right, this is how we're going to introduce the X-Men or mutants in general. How would we do that?
So Professor Strange... he drops the multiverse egg and it cracks, all right?
Yep.
And he's flying like that scene in Doctor Strange where the Ancient One bops him in the eyeballs or whatever and he goes flying through space and time. So he's doing that and he's just bouncing around multiverses. It's like the inevitable scene we'll definitely get in that movie where Doctor Strange jumps from multiverse to multiverse to multiverse where they can have a bit of fun with it, but it's not like integral to the plot.
Yep.
And in part of that, he lands in New York, 2012, Battle of New York. And he's like, oh, I'm here again. What's going on? Goes out and we see that fight, but it's in a universe where there are no Avengers, but there are X-Men. And instead of it being the Avengers, it's not Hulk, it's Juggernaut. It's not Iron Man, it's
Juggernaut. All the Avengers are Juggernaut.
I'm at the Juggernaut realm. Whoa, pull me out.
I can't stop running.
I'm Juggernaut.
There are so many gems of Krotorak in this realm. Everyone's a Juggernaut. On?
But
yeah, you can see that kind of thing where like, you know, Iceman is ice in the...
Yeah, exactly, and they're still fighting even Thanos, say, but it's a X-Men version of Thanos, or instead of Thanos up in space, it's Juggernaut.
Johnny Stone's
Onslaught.
Yeah, exactly, and it's...
No, like, that's not a bad... Like, again, like, that could be a
I think
a
it's kind of... It's a bit cheesy, and I think it's a bit like... And in my mind, he... Doctor Strange flies through that reality and is like, hold on a damn moment. And, you know, in a later film, we then, get...
Well, like, piss and, my shit, and one that's of them, the X-Men.
One well, of fuck them, my own dick, that's the X-Men.
One of them grabs his cape and pulls through, and that's how we get the X-Men.
Yeah, exactly. So they're just they're a daisy chain attached to his cape. Yeah. Wong's like, who are these guys? And he's like, the X-Men.
The X-Men, they were fighting the... I guess they're...
I fucked Earth their fuckled, world, but
they got loads of juggernauts. Cooler. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Instead of fighting Thanos, just fighting loads of juggernauts.
Just like 40. Like not like a million. Just
yeah,
like
we want the stones to make one big juggernaut.
If one stone in my head can make me this good at running, imagine five stones in my head. Yeah, I guess that would be intense.
That's pretty impressive. That's given the stones.
That's great as well to imagine that. I guess it would be a Professor X instead of Tony Stark putting on a helmet he made himself.
That's Cerebro.
I am,
so
I
yes.
am Professor X. You got a headbutt instead of clicking.
Yeah. who's Juggernaut's? This is a brother of someone, right?
His stepbrother.
His stepbrother of Professor X.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so, and then I think that's one. Again, I don't think that's perfect, but it could be an option.
Yeah.
Because personally for me.
Well, that's how you see them. How do they enter the MCU?
Well, then I imagine it's like a later threat, and okay. Doctor Strange is like, I know some other fellas.
I know some other heroes.
Yeah. I know a juggernaut or two.
And there's some fellas that can run through walls, bitches.
Strange. We need somebody who can run very fast.
Without stopping.
Yeah, I would say they need to be unstoppable.
Like, I know a guy. We can get quick. I need to be unstoppable. Never mind. I know another guy.
A bit harder. That ending of Endgame where Captain America stands up and says, I can do this whole day, but it's just juggernaut
running.
Oh my God, everybody run! Like bowling ball, bowling pins. That would rule. And then, yeah, he's like, well, there's a greater threat. We need all the help we can get. Okay. And then he gets the X-Men or whatever, just through magic. You know, he's done it once, he can do it again.
That's true.
Again, I'm not like, this is how I'd like them to be introduced, but that's an option.
So another thing I would throw in, if we're using like the secret, sort of like the Wakanda route, where it's like a secret
island
or a place or whatever, there has been links in X-Men with hell, as in Limbo.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the X-Mansion has been teleported to Limbo a few times.
Right.
And you've got a lot of like connections there with demons, like Magic, who became...
Love this idea.
Yeah. Well, Magic, who is the apprentice of Doctor Strange at some points, is that sort of link there.
Is the character's name literally Magic?
With a K.
Marvel Comics, pull your thumb out.
Peter Parker...
Yeah, but his name's not Spider.
That's true. It's Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, that's bad, too.
Batman. Look, Superman's
they're no good.
Superman's lazy. Yeah. Superman's lazy as hell.
Yes. So, you know, with that, you've got... And also, look, and more Juggernaut connection.
Great.
Her brother, you know, Colossus, was Juggernaut for a bit.
So what you're saying is, first ever X-Men movie in
Juggernauts
the MCU.
Confirmed. Multiple first, Juggernaut theory,
so
yes.
So is your title of this X-Men in Hell now?
No. Like, hey, X-Men in brackets, Juggernauts, and then close brackets, in Hell.
Yeah. So the plot of the first X-Men movie is trying to come back from the dead because they're sick of living in hell.
Yeah. Well, they're not dead. They've just been teleported to a place called Limbo, which is, you know, where and there's other like connections. If
you're about to say Mephisto. The magic word, yes!
Mephisto confirmed.
I really like the amount you're expecting your average movie.
I'm just throwing this out.
No, I know, but it's awesome to imagine. Like, it opens up, it's like X-Men, and then it like burns and flames. It's the Goosebumps font. You're like, what?
I think I don't think they can introduce the mutants in a way that is going to be satisfying if they try and connect it to other things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My theory would be that simply it will just be a kid is born wrong. Like, we get another Angel origin, like X-Men 3.
Shield, sword, we need your help. Why?
A kid is born wrong.
See this kid? Yes. He's been born,
wrong.
X-Men. Opening title. Oh, no. That's me in the cinema. Oh, no. They've really messed this up. There's also a kid. There's all this medical information. Nature. Wrong.
what's up with this kid? Wrong.
He's just born
he's
wrong.
He's just born wrong. Can we explain this?
Yeah, no, we can't. He's just born all kinds of wrong.
The reason why I'm going to keep bringing up this idea of like this hidden place. Have they done it before with Wakanda? And the idea there is that, like, well, we don't really have to, like, establish a lot of characters. They're all just there.
Yeah.
Which does make it very sort of, like, easy if you're just going to shoehorn a lot of mutants.
Yeah.
But that is if they want to go shoehorn mutants. They could go.
Because the thing is, the MCU, I think the only thing, the reason I went with the kid born wrong theory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My famous theory.
Yeah.
KBW.
I think that they're going to have
on
to
goodtheories.com. Yeah, I don't know.
It's always at the top.
I know. It's pinned.
Yeah.
Great theory, bro, but if you consider that maybe it'll just be a kid born wrong. I just think that what the MCU is only going to want to do is to give an explanation to why the mutants weren't fighting Thanos.
And that's kind of thing as well. It's like, why are they not fighting Thanos? Why are they not doing
this kind
of stuff?
Because like, I think that... Sorry.
I was going to say, well, as opposed to them being born wrong, it's like, hey, S.H.I.E.L.D., this kid went through puberty wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, like, well, I think we're going to get teenage X-Men again, and I even think Charles will be young.
Okay.
So
basically, they're just going to do first class again, it would be my theory.
I mean, they could borrow quite a lot from, like, the ultimate run of X-Men, sort of like how they did with, like, you know, Spider-Man and Avengers and all that kind of stuff, where you have a lot younger. And it's very, like, a small kind of thing. Because the thing is, like, Xavier being like, I've started a school for gifted youngsters. Yeah. So I was like, well, you've got a Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the fuck were you?
Yeah.
He wasn't born that way. He turned into it with gamma.
Are they setting up young Avengers?
Yeah, sort of. Kind of, it seems like it probably they are.
Yeah. They've got, like, a lot of the characters there already.
Yeah.
And some of them.
And they'll introduce Kang. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Kang confirmed.
Kang's inevitable.
Kang's a lot.
There's two things we know in life. One, man thing is confirmed. Yeah. Two, Kang is confirmed.
No way.
And three, Man-Thing. Juggernaut realm.
Yeah, exactly.
These are things that exist.
Welcome to the Juggernaut realm. I think the reason that the mutants have always been here theory and that they've just hidden themselves away in this island gets a bit weird is that I think the mutants are integrally tied to a lot of real world events.
Mm.
Like to have Magneto not be a child of the Holocaust is a bit weird to remove from the identity of Magneto. Mm. I mean, it doesn't have to guess necessarily be World War II, but you know what I mean? Like it's this kind of thing where you're
the
like...
thing now, the further and further we go away from like World War II... when it comes to sort of Magneto as a character, it's kind of like, well, how do we make that character relevant?
How about?
Because like in the comics, they made him a baby for a bit.
Yeah. X-Men babies.
X-Men baby gun confirmed.
I think what we'll do with Magneto.
Mm.
I mean, my actual theory is I don't think Magneto will be in it. Mm. And okay. The only reason I think they'll have to do Charles is because he starts the team and the X-Men can't be called the X-Men without Charles.
Yeah.
He loves his name.
They also might just call them the X-Men. It might just be mutants, and then maybe we don't get a Charles Xavier.
Isn't the movie called The X-Men?
No.
It's called Mutants.
Oh.
And that also isn't confirmed.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
So I think that there is a big chance that we don't get Magneto, but if we do get Magneto, all right, picture this.
Okay.
The scene in which Captain America's plane's going down in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But it's shot from a different angle. There's a little kid on board, also frozen in the ice.
The whole every mutant is on that plane.
Well, again, you could, if you're going to kind of have the whole, we want Magneto to still have those surviving the Holocaust kind of backstory. Yeah, I mean, you could have him being experimented on and then that giving him like a longer life.
Yeah. It seems
there are
weird.
Ways you could kind of do that, but like again, the further we
get at a certain point, that, it's like you just you know, and you could update it to a more recent genocide, but like I don't think that's going to really go well for anyone, is it?
Yeah,
you
know? No. World War II seems to be the only thing where it was like, oh yeah, the world was probably at its absolute worst for humans being capable of such great evil, but we're fine with referencing it. But even if they imagine if they're like, look. I'm not even joking about this, but it feels weird to say. But, like, imagine they're like, he's a kid of 9/11.
Everyone would be
like, whoa, or what? Like,
yeah, you'd be like, that's wild. But also, it would feel really weird, I think, for them to be like, he was a child. Because Marvel has done this thing. We've talked about it before, where they're like, our Nazis aren't Nazis. You know what I mean? Mm. Even though they are Nazis. Mm. But they're
Hydra
like,
aren't Nazis.
Hydra aren't Nazis. Even though if you work for Nazis, you're Nazis. But so it would seem weird just with the tone Marvel has already to be like, no, but They were the real Nazis. Were,
actually, you could have it. It was a Red Skull experiment.
Yeah, but then
how about this?
Then Magneto becomes a super soldier.
Yeah.
How about this though? Okay, so we have like the Ant-Man, the original Ant-Man, and being like, yeah, he did all these experiments and he fought in these wars and blah 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 blah, or fought in the war and he got little and punched some.
He had a great time.
Had a good time. It was great.
Those?
Yeah. You had something similar to be like, oh, there was something called the X-Men experiment or whatever it was, the initiative, they're going to go the same kind of thing, that was run by a man called Xavier, where there was these like a small group of like individuals that had like, you know, we called them superhumans or we called them, and they just disappeared.
That would be kind of cool, especially if they were like, if we, and this is, you know, would be an interesting take. I'm sure people would be mad about it. But if they were like, X-Men or mutants are exceedingly rare. So this six are like the only ones we've ever been able to find. And yes, this Professor X, who, what's his real name? He collected them from all corners of the globe. And so you're like, oh, Iceman's Swedish or whatever.
As opposed
you know.
To doing the original five, they kind of do that with the all-new X-Men, which is kind of like, well, they got like Thunderbird, who's like a Native American.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got Aurora from Egypt. You've got Sean Cassidy again from Ireland.
But yeah, just like a more like diverse team. So it doesn't just feel like, because I can just imagine them being like, yeah, well, they're really rare, but they happen to all be from America. And they're all white.
Well, if they did that, they could do the whole, Nightcrawler Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, though, like a lot of these X-Men have already been
established
and done before in other movies, but poorly or to vary. Degrees.
But I mean, but like, I think that's an interesting, if you're, and you got to be willing to accept this, I think, with the Marvel movies, that this is not going to be the version of Captain America that maybe you're expecting from the comics. You know what I mean? Like, they've got to change it up a little bit. So if they're like, yes, this is what we're basing these X-Men on, but they're different characters with, you know, I think that'd be good. I think that'd be cool. The only thing about it is that it does, again, that weird thing where it makes the world quite small, and it's like, World War II, that's when it was all happening. Everything was going down in World War II. That was a pivotal moment. I mean, I guess it was. It's weird to downplay
to not.
World War II, no, I think we should just call it.
I would say not a big deal.
Unless they kind of just skirt past that aspect of who Magneto is, which would be kind of, again, that weird thing to do.
I think it's just...
Or just to be like, Magneto is... Magneto and Xavier and those type of mutants are like of yore. They're older. We don't deal with them anymore.
That's probably the smartest way to do it. Like have it that the X-Men were set when the X-Men comics came out. Basically.
Yeah.
Like in the 60s or 70s. Mm. And then talk about it in the past. And then maybe like the mutants died out or whatever.
Yeah, they were just like a flash in the pan. We haven't heard from these in a while.
Just a baffling thing.
If you really wanted to, you could be like, the first X-Men. And it's not Cyclops, Jean Grey, Iceman, it's Beast, and Angel. It's just some other lads.
Yeah, maybe more obscure X-Men fellas.
Yeah, and you're just gone like, they were there, they did some weird things, blah, 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 blah. But, we haven't heard from them in a while, or they died fighting, I don't know, Mole Man or
shit. Yeah.
And, we haven't heard from them in a while. Then
I mean, it could be kind of an interesting thing to have. I mean, it's a kind of thing you would want to set up, and I don't know who you'd make your protagonist, but like some character finding these like really like the echoes of the X-Men throughout the world. Like, what are they referring to in these old S.H.I.E.L.D. documents that like they talk about this project, but we have no more information on it? And like, I don't know, you can imagine a character in like a building that maybe is the old X-Mansion, but you don't know it's that, tearing down some wallpaper to reveal a big X or some shit. You know?
What if we start with the Dark Phoenix saga and they've been in space.
Okay.
Do the Phoenix again.
But then you can tie it into S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It also explains why they're not on Earth to fight Thanos, because they're lost in space. It's also a lost in space tie-in. Danger,
Will Robinson. X-Man.
Well, I was thinking you could do the Phoenix Force in a way that wasn't garbage and bad like they've already done it.
Fine.
So you could have something like, we've got something coming towards Earth. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And sort of you borrowing a little bit from the Phoenix 5 saga.
Mm.
God, X-Men.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Where the Phoenix Force is coming to Earth and it's basically going to restart everyone's mutant powers.
Yeah.
And so that kind of thing, we don't know what this energy is, we don't know what it's doing, and so the Phoenix Force kind of like comes in and goes over Earth and activates people's powers.
Yeah.
But it's very similar again to that Terrigen Mist thing, and all you're really doing is giving it a different new name. Coat on the Terrigen Mist, which is sort of not what the X-Men is.
It's so hard to think of something new. Because I'm like, what if like something's coming to Earth, we don't know what it is, it slams into a field somewhere and it's like, it's Jean Grey or Phoenixed up. But I'm like, it's kind of like Thor's hammer. Like it's the same vibes, but I'm imagining her being like, find the X-Men or whatever to somebody, and then they're like, whoa.
Jean Grey dying in the introduction. A beloved comic book character they're yet to nail. First appearance.
Dead. An interesting thing to think about is that another property that's coming up that faces kind of similar issues to the X-Men.
Fantastic Four.
So the Fantastic Four have the same problem, because you're like, the Fantastic Four are, again, kind of integrally.
Yeah, they're the first family.
Yeah,
we can't have that anymore unless they do the thing where they base it in the 70s and they truff off to space, get sucked in a wormhole, and then they...
Negative zone, baby.
Negative zone, and then they come back out and they're like, wow, the world has changed.
But then it's funny because if you're doing that... Well, yeah, but also if you're doing that, you can't do it with the X-Men.
Exactly,
again,
you can't. So you're like, well, I guess we can't do spaceship with X-Men.
Yeah.
And also to start off your X-Men with spaceship is, again, a hard pill to swallow.
Here's my very hot take. I think that the first Mutants film, I've decided, I've been having a big think. I think Fantastic Four will be introduced. We'll probably do another episode on that at some point, but I reckon it'll probably be spaceship for them. But not like the, oh, we're just some fellas and now we've become the Fantastic Four. I reckon it'll be Fantastic Four returning.
Oh, no, 100%. I think we've said that before as well. And I'm if I was
negative
putting
zone,
in
baby.
The Fantastic Four into the MCU, that's how I do it. Oh, there was this group of astronauts back in the blah blah, the 80s
tied
or whatever.
Into, like, almost tied into Ant-Man. In fact, they probably tied into
Captain Marvel.
Just to be like, there was a group of astronauts. It was really sad. It was like a husband and wife and
It's a really tragic story if you don't know they got superpowers.
It's a really tragic story of, like, I guess a family and the pilot they know.
Yeah. They died in space. Yeah, it was a real mistake.
Real bad. You could say they were really lost in space.
Danger, Will, Fantastic Four. So what's your hot take? I'm dying.
I think that the X-Men will just have a solo film and it won't be explicitly tied to the MCU first, and they'll figure it out later. I honestly think that we will get a film that is set. There'll be young X-Men, and I think it'll only have one or two familiar characters, whether it be Cyclops. I don't think they'll do Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Unless they get Hugh Jackman.
But yeah, I don't think that. Unless they set it after Logan.
Mm. Yeah,
but isn't Logan sort of set in like a post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah, a little bit.
Or is it set in the future
where mutants don't exist and like the X-Men are just stories?
Yeah. I think it's a kind of thing where whatever you pick,
what if that's set before Endgame.
I don't. Well, they're not. Because
mutants are just stories, but I don't think
X-Men existed, but then there's like comics of X-Men that are in the film.
Because like Logan's not set where it's like the bomb was dropped or anything like that.
It's more of a dystopia than like an apocalypse.
Yeah, that's true.
But what I was going to say is that whatever they pick, they can really be the only franchise or property that uses it. So that means I think they can't be stuck somewhere to come out, because if you don't give that to the Fantastic Four, that's such a misstep.
100%.
If they decide to be the ones that come out of it's a multiverse thing, you can't really introduce anyone else through the multiverse, because that will also feel...
Yeah, and if you're doing that, you have to grab Hugh Jackman, or you have to grab any of the other sort of like...
James Marsden. I'm the cuck. Fucking Cyclops. Yeah. Well, I was made into a wet baby boy.
Such a wet baby boy. Maybe they'll do Cyclops right this time.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't do my boy dirty.
Cyclops has been forever ruined by James Marsden's betrayal.
And then whoever played him again.
There's no
way of telling who played him in the new movies, because
I just generally don't know.
They somehow managed to cast the most forgettable people in the world, even though one of them I think is in Game of Thrones.
She played Jean Grey.
She hated it. Fair enough.
It showed. Game of Thrones or X-Men?
Game of Thrones. Probably acting.
Another kind of, I guess, answer to why they weren't as part of fighting Thanos is, well, they were teenagers.
Yeah.
So you could have something to do with like them discovering Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters, and you have someone like either Maria Hill or someone from S.H.I.E.L.D. coming down to be like, we noticed this blip Like, they've been trying to keep themselves hidden, but they something happens and they they see where they are. And so then you have someone from the government, like from S.H.I.E.L.D. coming down and being like, what are these people? And the answer is like, well, they're kids.
Mm.
And like Xavier's like, yeah, I know. I saw you guys, you know, doing this kind of blah, 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 blah.
But I didn't want the kids
I
to
don't,
get
you know, have, very separate from the comic books. Like, I'm not here to make a paramilitary team. I'm here to educate them and control their powers.
Yeah,
I don't want them fighting your wars.
Mm.
And you, you have like, that as like a nice Xavier who's crazy and wants to send children off to dead.
I think that that would work if like Thanos did, because just Thanos comes to Earth in the end, doesn't he?
Not for that long. Mm. He's around, but not really.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. Here's what
I
I'm...
just feel like that that's like too big of an event for that to work. If it was if it was after Avengers 1, I'd be like, yeah, okay, but
or again, you have it like set to be like
I'm saying my kids to war if Thanos was fighting.
I'm just like, if you have that in the Xavier School and it's like, you know, it's setting around the time of the Battle of New York or the time where Thanos is there, and you have you have Cyclops or say Angel like ready to fly off, and you have Xavier back. No, you're not fighting. You're too young.
Yeah,
you know your life is valuable. Stay in, you know, that kind of stuff. And then being like, I want to fight. And then maybe he uses mind powers. Be like, no, you're staying.
What
and
if?
A little bit pissed at him.
What if we get the same thing the MCU'd love to do now, which is anytime they introduce a character. And then is 2012 again, and they were actually secretly fighting in the Battle of New York, much like the Ancient One.
Yeah,
maybe
Charles
is there making insects shoot themselves in the head or whatever.
Maybe, like, in because the Battle of New York, like, Westchester is, like, not that far from New York. Maybe, like...
they were doing their own thing when the battle was
happening.
One of
the Chituri just falls into the ground. They're like, get him! And so you
wail
have, like,
on him!
5 minutes of five teams just bashing the shit
throwing
out of his
chilies at him or whatever.
My name is... Boop, boop, boop. My name is... can't do his voice.
No.
Boop, boop, boop. Bye, babies.
Charles Xavier.
That makes Charles Xavier.
So,
my name is Charles Xavier, and I was
welcome
fighting
to my yellow submarine for gifted youngsters.
I'm so
to
sorry.
Me, my X-Men.
I'm so sorry I couldn't make it to the Battle of New York. I accidentally got locked in the danger room. Lost my keys.
But you could, if you started putting Xavier as a bit more of a sympathetic light in this, and you have him as like an educator who is like, I'm trying to protect my students. And you could even have him going up against, say, like, I was going to say Tony Stark, but he's dead. But being like, well, you got Spider-Man, who is just a little boy.
Yeah.
And you threw him into your war, and that is irresponsible.
And he's dead.
That's true.
And I don't want that to happen. Like, I don't want to put my kids at risk. And then, of course, something happens, and he's got to put his kids at risk.
Yeah. I just think having them, for me personally, having them already established, I wouldn't enjoy.
Yeah.
For me personally, I'm like, it's introducing the X-Men to this world specifically reminds me of when a show like, I don't know, the only example I can think of is Supernatural, but there's other examples of this, introduces heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all of these smaller problems that you've been dealing with are really overshadowed by this. It's not like, well, one man tinkered with too much gamma radiation. Mm. It's like, there's the good X-Men and the bad X-Men, and that's the big deal. Do you kind of know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it's the problem that Phase 2 movies had for a little while, where you're like, I just saw them all team up and do a huge thing, and now the threat level's kind of the same, but they're not really giving any reason to why only Tony Stark is doing this or why only Thor is doing this.
Yeah, and it just makes it just feels crowded. So, which I know is crazy because there are so many superheroes now, but I just think it might be because the superheroes that we have now in the MCU can kind of be categorized into like magic shit, technology shit, war.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about.
If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Shit, yeah. Pretty much. But once you introduce the X-Men, it's just like general superhero shit. Do you kind of know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
It has so, to be a significantly smaller team than the X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah.
It would have to be like mutants are very, 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 very rare.
Yeah.
We are hugely rare. So yeah. rare. There's like 6 in the world.
It's the kind of thing where I'm like, none of them satisfy me.
Yeah.
If they come from an alternate dimension, what, I'm like, eh.
What about, and this would probably be the one that would disappoint me the most, is okay. that they're just to do with Infinity Stone bullshit.
I think that would be annoying too. Because that's also kind of like, it's like the World War II thing. It's like, stop tying it back to the,
yeah.
you know, move on. Grow up. Yeah. But I think all of them, if they're already established, I'm like, well, that's, I mean, I think it's so obviously a retcon, effectively. Mm. If they come through a multiverse portal, it's like, well, that feels lazy.
Yeah, they're just shoehorning it in.
If they're
yeah.
starting now, I'm like, you have so much work to do to introduce them in a natural way, mm. and these are characters we already know, so that's frustrating. It's yeah, like, yeah. I don't know what I want, because none of them seem good.
I think it'll be an origin. I think they'll just go back to doing origin movies for them, and it'll be like, I guess maybe like Black Panther's introduction, where you get enough from like a Charles crossing over and something out of nowhere. Mm. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, right? Like, mm. Unless you did a thing, except you're not, because I was going to be like, what if you did a thing where you basically started from the beginning, like the MCU, where you're like, here is Wolverine, detached from the rest of the X-Men. He doesn't know why he's this way. Wolverine solo movie. Here is Cyclops, separate from the rest. But at the end of the Wolverine movie, Professor X is like, I know what's going on with you. Come back to my big house.
Mm. So the first 20 minutes of the first X-Men movie.
Yes. But made into multiple films.
Yeah, because it's hard to kind of get this idea of what the mutants are.
Yeah.
Like, or what they were, at least, when they were first introduced, which is like, oh, humanity hates and fears them.
Yeah.
When you already have like all these other superheroes who are doing like biz. So it's like, well, why do you hate Cyclops but love Tony Stark?
Yeah.
What's the thing that starts the thing that everyone hates in comics?
In comics?
Pardon?
So, involving the mutants.
Okay. So the reason, I think they've retconned this as well, which is why I love.
Yeah.
So the very first introduction of mutants to the MCU is technically Namor, and he tries and floods New York.
Oh, that rules.
So everyone, I think this is kind of retconned because I think it's in X-Men Grand Designs.
Yeah.
And so it's very much like
Grand Designs.
Yeah.
Kevin McCloud.
He talks about a beautiful house.
X-Mansion.
It is.
Brotherhood House could use work.
Yeah.
I really recommend reading. It's a really great series. Mm. It just tries to kind of condense all the bullshit continuity problems.
Oh, Grand Design's the one that like takes the 50 years of the comics
and just retells kind of just chucks it all. And their kind of hypothesis is basically like, well, humanity's first introduction to what a mutant is Namor, and he tries to drown New York. Mm-hmm. So we kind of inherently just hate mutants because the Fantastic Four try to stop him.
Who's the team that, because what I was thinking of was the thing where the school gets blown up.
Which time?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty common occurrence.
Come on, dude. School gets blown up left, right, and center.
There's
You've got
team...
the Friends Against Humanities. You've got...
It's where like the team isn't taking a thing seriously, and it's like a reality TV thing, and a school gets blown
up. Oh, so you got Civil War. So you've got the New Warriors.
Oh, Civil War. That's right.
So yeah, New Warriors, there's like being... They're filming them for a reality TV show, and they're like, Nitro's over there. Let's go get him. And they try and do quippy one-liners. And then Speedball is the only one to survive, but then Nitro...
Speedball's so upset that he killed all those kids that he makes a suit that stabs him.
And then he becomes penance.
That's hilarious.
The spikes on the inside.
Nitro blows up, uses his power, and he's next to, I think it's Stanford School, and that goes up.
What about this?
I think I've got a pitch.
Yeah, I think I've got
what crossover event it was.
I think I've got a pitch for how I think it'll happen. This is genuinely thinking about how hating the mutants is a pretty core element of the mutant. So, the blip, right, is like a big deal in the MCU at the moment, and they're trying to make it like everything's kind of related to the blip at the moment. All of the TV shows and stuff. So it's going to be another event like that. Not the blip, not related to the blip at all, but some multiverse madness occurs, and it's devastating for the planet, right? Devastating. But enough time has passed between the blip and this that you're not even thinking about the blip. You're not like, damn, the world has been really fuckled. But it's so the multiverse shit, and it causes like abject chaos. It's the new blip. But from that multiverse shit come the X-Men, and so they're blamed for the multiverse shit. So the X-Men are introduced with a reason for everybody to hate them already, and then it's like the beginning of phase six or whatever is the mutants, and that's explaining who these people are and dealing with the fallout of the multiverse madness.
Building on Jackson's idea, and I think the MCU has done it before, but I can't think of the example. The only example I can think of doesn't help anyone because it's a reference only for me. It's in Evangelion. Anyway, how... people tie it happens. It might even happen in the DC stuff as well, but it's like where you have the X-Men pop up, and because the X-Men have popped up, all of a sudden their threats have popped up and like matched them. So everyone's fuck
same
you.
Guys.
Well, not even same guys, just being like, fuck you. If you stayed out of this, then these things wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, kinda this like would have been a basic punch on because you bought lasers, they've bought a guy who runs through real fast and is unstoppable.
Yeah.
And now there's 40 juggernauts.
juggernauts running down the juggernaut Times Square. Yeah.
yeah, I can't remember what it happens in, but yeah, people being like, if you didn't show up.
It's a classic Batman bit where they're like, Batman, the problem of Gotham is because of you. Because until you came around, it was mafia.
In Batman. Has that been Spider-Man as well?
I think so.
Maybe it was, yeah.
It's a classic superhero trope. One they haven't really explored at all in the MCU.
Oh, maybe it's, well, I mean, they do it with Tony Stark because Tony Stark fucking
his... he tells a terrorist to blow up his house. That's a great scene. Blow up my house. See if I care. Oh, my God.
You blew my house.
Blew my house. Who the fuck did this?
Do you know why they did that? You told them to.
Because, like, the Mandarin. Or whatever his name is starts because Tony
the Mandarin.
You're that fruit guy. You know,
I am the Mandarin, and then he's just like a big orange guy. Oh, I thought you said Mandarin. No, Mandarin.
I'm juicy.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, citric acid is my power.
So yeah, Iron Man 1, 2, and 3. All his villains are caused through his actions, but then also the two villains of Spider-Man are caused through his actions.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bad guys because Tony Stark's an idiot.
So I guess that means in this me too. Yeah. Whatever the opposite of rest in peace is. Peace in rust.
rest in piss.
Yeah. So I guess that means that for my theory, they have to come from another dimension.
Yeah.
Which I, look, it's like, I don't love it, but it's probably the one that I'll hate the least.
Yeah, see, I don't know. To come from another dimension is a little bit of a cop-out because the idea is you want it to kind of be a random, like your own, you know, your own children could become mutants.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. Another thing you could, again, this has to be, maybe it is, they're just born wrong.
Yeah.
Or they just get puberted wrong. And so...
Puberted. Yeah. I hated when I got puberted.
Yeah, dude, it sucked. So, like, you have a kid, and similar to another X-Men, I think it's Ultimate X-Men story, where a kid gets puberted wrong and, like, wipes out a whole town, and he's just sitting in the cave being like, I didn't mean to do it, Wolverine has to schnick him.
Yeah.
I puberted it wrong.
Yeah.
That's cool that Wolverine, yeah, I forgot about that.
He's gotta kill that boy.
Yeah, he killed the boy.
Because Professor X is like, kill him, and you do it, Wolverine. The most traumatized X-Men.
Yes. I don't want to do it. You do it. Go on, kill it. You've got knives for hands.
Xavier, all you need to do is just tap into their brain and just be like,
you're not thinking anymore. Yeah.
I think... For me, the one that would be the least disappointing would be trying to make Xavier a sympathetic character and having him being like a someone who is caring for these kids and really lean into that kind of thing where he's like, I have a duty of care and they are teenagers.
So already established.
Already established, but like small.
Yeah,
we're talking like 4 or 3 kids kind of small. But like, or even just the original 5. But you know, it's just kind of like he's only looking after these 5 X-Men, and even if it's not like the original 5, but maybe you then incorporate, say, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Aurora, so it's a bit more from different countries.
Yeah, it's not like all the X-Men are just turning up in America.
Yeah, and so you have them as already pre-existing, and again, they're quite young. They are like literal teens.
It's an interesting dynamic. It's like what if Tony Stark was the only grown-up and the rest were teens?
Yeah.
Like in the Avengers
or at least you have that, and they're in the Battle of New York or like around about when the blip happened. happened, that kind of stuff. Or even the blip happened and maybe like a few of the X-Men or a few of his students disappeared. And so he's only got like a couple of them to be like, you know, I am their father. I have the duty of care to look after these kids and I'm doing that. And you guys don't. And like have him kind of clashing with the Avengers because like,
but
you
I feel
just
like
chuck
the
people
problem
in.
With that is that like by the time that's happening, Civil War would have been so long ago.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, you put Spider-Man out there, well, and they're like, Spider-Man, yeah, we regret that.
But, like,
that was a while
you just,
but he's 35 now. Yeah. He's like, I'm fine.
I'm fine. I loved it.
But again, you've got, I think it was like how many years between blips? Like five?
Five.
Yeah. So again, if they're like...
It's 2023 or four now in the MCU. Yeah.
So again, you know, they were 13 when the blip happened. Now they're 18.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I protected them for that. And now they're, you know, coming of age and they can make their own decisions. So you kind of got that to work with.
Yeah.
And again, yes, they're pre-established, but only for a small amount. And it kind of makes Xavier look like a bit of a nice guy. And I think his image needs it.
Yeah, oh, it truly does.
To kind of make him a bit more responsible. And to make it, you know, to be that kind of thing of like, you know, you look at the MCU, anyone with powers is taking up the mantle and fighting. Anyone like that is doing things. And he's like, I just want to give them a normal life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not doing that. So, of course, if you knew about them, I would have S.H.I.E.L.D. fight. Agents here, blah, 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 and they would be recruited to fight in your wars. Mm. And we don't want that. You know, we're not, you know, we're not humans. We are homo superior.
Yeah,
leave me alone.
Yeah, it's also been sympathetic when he starts throwing around homo superior.
Yeah.
Anyway,
why do they call him homo superior? Again, if you want to be treated as equals, Xavier.
It's just infuriating that there are superior. New species. That's not how it works.
Okay. Actually, I guess that isn't how it works.
No, it's not. You don't suddenly evolve wings and then another guy evolves toad abilities. That's absurd. Anyway.
I don't know if this is before your time, after your time, but did you ever watch X-Men Evolution where they were all in high school?
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Because it's different enough, and if you just have, like, Xavier working at this school and maybe have it set in, like, maybe this is too close to homecoming again now, though.
Yeah.
But how are they coming in? So they've always been here.
So Charles is, like, manipulated the situation that he is probably older and these teens of, like, let's say 16, anywhere between year 10 and year 12.
Yeah, okay.
16 to 18.
Yep.
And he's like kind of just watching over the situation and trying to ensure what Joel was saying. Mm. What did I say, Joel? Zammit was saying, give me back my name.
People didn't think it was you.
No,
Joel was saying, i.e. me.
You know, like sometimes you say something.
Calling either of you Joel feels horrible.
Yeah. Hearing it, I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. It felt wrong. It fell out of my mouth. Yeah. I was like, put that back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of like losing a tooth. It's got that feeling where you're like, oh, I'm falling apart.
Yeah, so like have that, and then maybe that is a good enough reason. But then also, Jubilee will be in the X-Men this time for sure. Wait, is she in Apocalypse? Not Apocalypse.
Yeah,
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Ah, I was onto a winner because like she's popular, but she hasn't been in it yet.
Well, if I was to kind of make a central character, like a POV character for the audience, I would always either pick say Shadowcat or Pixie. And so, and both those sort of characters.
Who's Pixie?
Pixie is, she's kind of got like, looks like a pixie. She's got like pixie wings, that kind of stuff. And she's like very, I think she also teleports as well.
Classic.
And I always thought her or Shadowcat would be really great.
Shadowcat's Kitty Pryde, right?
Yeah, Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
I think they would be really good characters.
Kitty Pryde, Pryde of Cats, clever.
Yes.
Stupid. I noticed.
But yeah, I think they would be really good POV characters.
What if they Days of Future Past, but reverse?
Past of future days.
Days of future present.
Nights of past.
They're in the future and they come from the future back to the past to warn everyone of a thing that's going to happen.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that's an option.
So you could do like time travel shit.
Because they know, like, if you've got Spaceship or Fantastic Four, I mean, no one else in the MCU is going to have time travel to bring in.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, like, they use the time machine to go back in time, but no one went forward in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, well. Something I've seen thrown around a lot is that in spoilers for WandaVision, but fuck you. Is that not you? The audience.
Yeah. If you're still listening to this, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Is that
and you've seen WandaVision, that's cool.
Yeah. That Vision's body is being experimented on. And some people were like, maybe they'll make Sentinels from it.
Oh, yeah.
So they could do a thing where it's again, Days of Future Past, that's the one with Wolverine on the front cover.
What? It's the one with the poster and it's like dead.
Yeah. You know what I meant. Yeah. So they could be like, that's the future. And yeah, the maybe you do a thing where the original team come back from that future and they're like, it's going to be bad and you're about to get a bunch of kids born with powers.
It's
and
us.
It's we're them.
We are that.
But they're about to be born as babies. What?
Wrong. Wrong. Born wrong.
Explain that again.
Yeah, that again. Ooh. Hard to swallow. And that's the thing. If you're going to want to try and introduce these characters as a continuation or like as a cornerstone of the MCU, it's yeah, it's like very gimmicky to do a time travel thing. Like, oh, yes, the young version of me is just about to hit. Like, yeah, you can't make them babies. They got to be the young version of me is just about to get powers. And you're going to make
a sentinel. Or has got powers.
Or has got powers. And you're making a sentinel or you're going to make something like many visions. And they are going to hunt powered people.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't know yet, but there are already a lot of powered people that either don't know they have powers or are keeping them down low.
Yeah.
And that's going to like cause something with the AI to be like, we're hunting them down. Because you don't realize just how many metahumans there are.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I think it's an option. For somehow it's easier to swallow than they're already around for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why necessarily. I think it's because it makes it. It doesn't conflict with anything. It's just like, it's happening in the future. I mean, it's happening right now, but you can use established characters and just say, hi, yeah, I'm James McAvoy or whatever. In 2030, I have a cool school, you know.
I think they're recasting all the X-Men.
Oh, 100%.
You reckon? I think so no characters from the Sony-verse?
No.
Fox-verse?
Whatever.
Yeah. If they didn't...
Sony-verse is Spider-Man.
No characters from that?
Oh, man, probably not.
Like, if they didn't do it for WandaVision, I think they're just not going to do it. Like they had the opportunity there, and I think that's like Marvel's way of being like, no,
yeah.
It's just not
I think it would be very weird now if they were like, and Quicksilver is played by the guy who was John Boner or whatever, but it is Boner. Him because you'd either be like, I don't know what you're doing, or like, oh, you made a mistake, you regret like casting him as John Boner.
So
or
if they
Ralph just... Boner, which is way funnier because Ralphing also means to spew.
Yeah, that is
spew dick.
Yeah. Oh, vomiting on your own penis, not fun. I think if they were like, yeah, look, it's Quicksilver, but he played by Peter Evans, they're like, you fucked it. You weren't going to do it,
Ralph
but you fucked
Boner
it.
Ralph Boner was in witness protection, and it's actually Quicksilver.
He was actually Quicksilver this whole time.
This whole time. You got mind wiped
and
by
it would also,
Jean Grey.
It was
all Agatha all along.
It would be also so weird, to introduce him to do a multiverse thing and be like, no, this is the Quicksilver. It's just that Ralph Boner is this Earth's version of Quicksilver. You'd be like, shut the hell up,
for the
love of God.
I think the die is cast in that regard, and they're just going to be like, whole new X-Men.
To be honest as well, it's so far away that it's probably for the best. You know what I mean? Mm. Everybody's aging, so.
Yeah.
Mm. But the only one I could see coming back, really, in that I think it's the only, I think the only really iconic Fox performances would be Hugh Jackman or... who played Professor X?
Patrick Stewart or James McAvoy?
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
You reckon Patrick's going to come back?
You reckon Patrick in 5 years or 5 or 6 years from now, when he's rapidly approaching 100, he's going to come back and be like, yes, I'll be a mutant again.
Loved it. I love being bored as shit. My name's Patrick.
I'm Patrick Rarris.
Patrick, are you drunk? What?
I'm nearly 100. Be kind to me.
It's me, Patrick.
It's me, Patrick Xavier.
Patrick X-Man. But maybe Hugh Jackman. I can see, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that Hugh Jackman will come back just because Hugh Jackman is not nearly 100. And also, Hugh Jackman always wanted to be an Avenger. So...
Yeah, I can see if they are going to tie it with the Foxverse. Mm. Yes, they might get Hugh Jackman.
I reckon even if they're not, wouldn't shock me. Do the same thing they did with J.K.
Boner.
Simmons. Well, I was thinking J.K. Simmons, who just is once again.
Oh, yeah, true.
Dingus Dongus.
Dingus Dongus.
Yeah.
New character,
it's me,
same Jay actor.
Jonah Dingus Dongus.
Do you reckon Patrick Stewart would have worked for that role too?
I think Patrick Stewart would have made a great Dingus Dongus. Yeah.
I think it Dingus been... Dongus Simmons. No.
J. Dingus Donus Jonah.
Yeah.
I think he would have come. Would have been Patrick,
Jonas,
it's Patrick's most coveted role.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they are going to try and get anyone from the Foxverse, yeah. I think they'd kind of maybe ignore. Maybe.
I just know Logan did so well. That's all. That's all I'm thinking. Yeah.
Real world stuff for a second. Fassbender very, 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 very narrowly avoided a huge cancellation. Okay. So I feel like that if he tries to do anything like this again, he will.
He'll be done in.
Yeah. What about Kevin Bacon? Bring him back.
K-Bakes.
He's apparently notoriously difficult to work with too.
Massive conservative. Yeah.
Okay. What about Richard Gere as Charles Xavier?
Done.
Whoa. Oh, yes.
What about Hugh Grant?
That would rule.
No, that would also
Hugh Grant. Bald Hugh Grant. Bald Hugh Grant. Ever seen that. That would be incredible.
Well, all right then, Charles.
Okay, well, I've got... Well, I absolutely must start a school for... I suppose a school for mutants if I have to.
Humanity hates and he fears us, but I suppose we will fight for them.
I want you to join my X-Men initiative, and if you don't say yes, I guess I'll just stand here and look like a right cunt.
Yes, so... It would be really, 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 really nice if you could perhaps, if you would be so kind, perhaps if you would love to join me with this, my mansion.
Initiative.
Group of people like yourself.
As you can tell, yes. I'm bald.
it's because my mind powers, that they make my hair go away.
Fall away.
Very, very powerful brain, but not with the hair.
I'd lean over to one of you and I'd be like, is that true?
Well, I mean, in the Fox version we just got, Charles Xavier, I think, lost his hair because of a mind fight with Apocalypse, didn't he?
That's cool.
Isn't that what happened?
No, I don't know.
That's cool.
That was a bad...
Stupid.
bad film. Okay, well, yeah. I think we're going to get, then, if we're not going to get sort of Fox X-Men in, mm-hmm. and I don't think we are. I think the only
Hugh
one would
Grant,
be
Professor
so
X.
Let's go with some fan casting.
Oh, okay,
well you're
alive fan casting this time.
Fuck! I only work with dead actors, dude. That way, my film will never get off the ground.
Or if it does, it has a huge CGI budget.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Either way, I win. This is how I win.
So yeah, Professor X, Hugh Grant,
yeah,
100%. Magneto, Adam Sandler.
Yep.
He's sad and old now.
He is
Ray
sad
Romano,
and old.
Actually, I would pick.
Oh,
very good. Yeah. Ray Romano is.
Ray Romano is.
Adam Sandler can act, like he's got some acting chops behind him. Like he could do a very decent Magneto.
Same. Ray Romano has taken on a lot of really sort of like dour roles
Paddleton
recently.
And
there's that new one coming out that he's in.
Also, Big Sick, he's sad.
Yeah, he's been Big Sick.
I can see Ray Romano. Let's look, maybe not for Magneto, but let's not take Ray off the table.
Okay. A good toad. A good sad toad.
So, Ray and Adam are waiting on the side. Hugh Grant, I guess we're going to go younger. Cyclops could be played by Timothy Chalamet. Oh, no, it's going to be a sad, wet Cyclops again.
Timothy Chalamet actually would be an incredible Toad.
Yeah, he'd be a great Toad.
He'd be a really good Toad.
Okay, Timothy Chalamet as Toad. Yeah.
Sad, wet time.
Sad, wet, hot Toad.
That's what you want from
Hey, look, he does nothing for me, but, you know, there's a considerable amount of people out there that want to jump his bones. So. Yeah. And about time Toad became a sex symbol,
I think.
It's also
very easy to imagine Timothy Chalamet's bones because they're right there and you can see them. Skinny boy.
Yeah. Jean Grey. Come on.
It's hard to think of people that... What about Daisy Ridley?
Oh, yeah. I can see Daisy Ridley.
It's hard to think of, like... First of all,
because again, you're
realizing...
working out like where do you, how, what age do you put the X-Men in? Because
also,
you don't want to do what say X-Men Apocalypse or Dark, whatever the recent ones. They went too young, and like young actors that maybe weren't acting great / directors not really knowing how to work with those actors.
Yeah, and I guess like the first X-Men movie, maybe that was a good idea. When I mean, I think they were meant to be in like the. Anywhere between like the
20
early
to 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the, I think the actors are aged between like
25 to 40.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Like, actress who played Jean Grey.
Oh, Jensen.
Yeah.
Mickey.
She's like, she looks great, but is also like, by the time the X-Men trilogy ended, I think was in her 50s.
Yeah.
Great Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. I mean, most of the performances there were fabulous. Just directed and written by a pervert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a toad and we've got a professor.
The thing is, that's like, all you need.
That's all you
Jean
need.
Grey is Daisy Ridley hasn't been in the MCU yet, because that's another thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, because with the X-Men, if you're going to be like in my idea, like, again, what I would be happy with is if they were sort of like already existing, but only a few of them.
Yeah.
And then we'd get sort of like, not all American teens. So yeah, it would be maybe you'd get Cyclops, maybe you'd get Jean Grey or like Warren, in terms of just because like visually kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then otherwise you'd get
Alan
like
Cummings, he's back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But you'd get like Nightcrawler, Aurora, you know, Colossus,
yeah,
Sean Cassidy kind of stuff. Kind of have a bit more of like, they're all yeah around the world kind
yeah
of thing.
Yeah.
And I think there you kind of almost want unknowns.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least you kind of want people who aren't necessarily like established, because you want sort of more of a younger audience yeah to kind of be like, yes, you're locked in for a 20 movie deal.
Very
and
true.
I think that the person or the people that you really want to kind of have as an established actor would be Xavier,
yeah,
would be Magneto.
Toad, obviously.
And of course, Toad.
Something that I think is worth remembering as well is that we still have the entirety of Phase 4 and 5 before this happens.
Well, no, there's no announced date on anything.
That's what I mean. So
I think everything that's been announced so far is Phase 4.
Yeah. Well, okay, even you have the entirety of Phase 4.
Yeah.
That's going to be big. Mm. It's like we're kind of imagining the mutants coming in with the MCU established as it currently is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but actually, we have the entirety of Phase 4. We have the entirety of... It will feel weird, I think, if it's like multiverse shit going out the wazoo. Mm. And then it's like, oh, and they were already here on an island. True. You know what I mean? That's like I don't care either way. I would love your case to be...
Oh, no, I don't want them on an island. I think on an island is insane.
But even already established...
Yeah.
Like, I would love that for you, because I don't care either way. So you might as well have your dream. But it just will feel very weird if it's just come out of this mind-bending multiverse thing, and then they're like, hey, Phase 5, some people have wings. You know what I mean?
Okay, how about this? How about a compromise?
Okay.
It's the end of Phase 4, post-credit scene for the last film, whatever it ends up being. Because I think Phase 4 at the moment we're going to get, look, this is just a big stab in the dark, but I think it's going to be Young Avengers, Thunderbolts, and like multiverse eternal shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Last post-credit scene of Phase 4. And this takes influence from something that I hold near and dear to me, the Mr. Bean TV series.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a picture of the sea, and then like a light opens out on the sea, and then it gets really big, and then an island falls out of a portal. And it's multiverse and also the island you were. And also they already existed, but in a different multiverse. And maybe the Mr. Bean music plays.
Bean!
Okay, all right. So while you've done me a great favor
yeah
and pitched something my ideal, may I then pitch your worst nightmare?
Yeah.
Okay, so we open up.
You know what movie is
I was thinking exactly the same thing. I'm like, what's the bad trip version of this? What's the babies crawling on the ceiling introduction of the X-Men?
Is a Deadpool.
Yeah. Deadpool 3, baby.
So Deadpool 3 or whatever. Maybe he watching like one of the Fox X-Men films on the on a DVD, watching that and being like, man, they are so much different to our X-Men. And he looks over and they're just there.
Well, in this situation...
You've killed yourself.
No, I haven't.
You don't have to worry about it.
I guess, like, we roll into a base of speculation, like, what's going to happen to the X-Men? I'll be like, what X-Men? And they'll be like, you know, in Deadpool 3. I was like, no, I haven't seen it.
Didn't watch it? Not gonna.
I thought it was going to be, what X-Men? We're like, in Deadpool 3. You're like, what movie? I don't think they didn't make a third one. Usually we went and saw it together. No, I don't really remember that
at all.
Yeah.
Imagine or that. He does, like, a Looney Tunes thing, where it's like, you know, grabs, like, from the X-Men, because of the logo, or he's maybe watching animated series. The X-Men logo is on screen. He grabs it. And just grabs it on the TV and then just like throws it and manifests the X-Men.
Yeah.
So here's my ideal Deadpool 3. Just real quick. It's real quick.
No, I'm excited.
It starts, he's watching TV.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that X-Men looked nothing like my X-Men. And then turns to look at Joel Zammett. Like, so the Joel Zammett thing. You think he's going to turn to look at the X-Men, but instead he just gets hit by a train and then his corpse is there for 100 minutes. And then the credits roll and it says, in memoriam, Ryan Reynolds, he died in real life. I clap.
Can
a train runs through his apartment, yes.
Hit by a train And then we get like the audio of a Deadpool movie we're not seeing. So like there's a movie
Jimmy
happening.
Jimmy Changers.
Oh no.
Well, fuck my ass and call me Charles Xavier.
We've got to steal the time crystals. But he's just decomposing in front of us. You're like, this is avant-garde. I'll tell you what.
Dog walks up and does a little sick up on his head.
But I think odds-wise,
yeah,
the chances of the X-Men being introduced, the first, I think we'll get Deadpool before the X-Men, and the first inkling of the X-Men coming into the MCU will be in that movie.
Mm.
I would say that's almost a guarantee. I'd put money on it.
Here's another stupid theory that I have that I'm exhausted by.
Yeah.
What if, since we've brought into fucking play the my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So they've said Deadpool 3 is going to be R-rated.
Yeah.
What if they just decide that the X-Men is a mature property too? They make that as R-rated as well. And it kind of has a similar tone to like Logan.
So that'll be all right.
Both markets.
That'd be pretty good.
So then they don't need to worry.
It's making you tired.
Yeah.
It's making me tired because it's going to tie into Deadpool in that situation. And also then I have to put up with people being like, it's cool because it's gritty.
That will be a shame.
Yeah.
There's so many bad, like just horrifically graphic movies out there. We don't need superhero movies to do that too.
It's true.
I like violence in film, but I don't care that people are like, this would be better if it was more violent. Unless we're talking about the Kevin Smith film Tusk, in which it is not funny, nor is it scary, and therefore falls into the void of being a terrible film. Commit one way or another, you stoner fuck.
All right. You're fiery today.
Constantly being reminded of people and things I hate.
Yeah.
I don't know who, no one brought that up, but
that Tusk reference sort of came out of nowhere.
That seems to be on the forefront of your brain.
I think what happened is I heard someone talking about Tusk in my real life, but I feel like it was on a podcast or something recently, and they spoke positively about it, and I didn't
bubbling you.
Okay, it's been bothering you ever since. Yeah. Okay,
Tusk sucks.
I don't want to say it. I don't care.
I've never seen it, and I'm not gonna.
I'm not here to defend Tusk.
I'm not a Tusk apologist.
And I don't know why, but I watched so many Kevin Smith movies.
This is on you,
year.
Dude.
Just stop.
They're not good.
You can just stop.
I have. Do you know why I stopped? Because I saw them all.
That's on you.
Not all of them. I haven't seen Dogma. Let me tell you now.
Don't
Look. Dogma's probably like it's a good film.
Chasing Amy was probably the best one I saw.
Yeah, and that's aged like a
that's
fine
like
vinegar.
When you watch it with modern eyes, look. If there's meant to be any sympathy for Holden in it, there's just not there.
Yeah.
To me, I was just like, oh, this is a miserable movie. Cool.
Yeah.
Which I guess probably wasn't his intention.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's apologized for it being like, yeah, things were different back in the 90s.
I don't know.
Nobody came here for Chasing Amy.
Nobody's getting it. If I have to watch a million movies and then my brain is just constantly on fire with references, I'm going to make them.
You don't have to watch them.
No one's got a gun to your head, gun to your ball, watching Chasing Amy.
You wonder. Yeah, if I have to watch a million movies, Jackson, because I touch the Jade Monkey statue, okay? Then I will. Anyway.
So I think we're going to get...
How do you think Jay and Silent Bob will appear in
I think that, yes, what we're going to do is get a more sympathetic Xavier and an Xavier to be like, if X-Men or the mutants are going to be at any stage kind of like present in the Marvel Universe, it's going to be under like sort of his protection, and that's maybe why we haven't seen them in whatever, because maybe the mutants didn't exist in the Battle of New York. Maybe, or it's like due to the Battle of New York or due to any of the weird cosmic shit, like when the blip happened, there was something that happened where it altered mankind's DNA so that the next generation has this base level potential for powers, and we don't get to see that until everyone is, you know, grown up a little bit.
What if it's a consequence of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Where they, spat the purple blob onto Earth?
Yeah.
I think, thinking about it now, surely it'll tie into Celestials. Like, they were like, our mutants are Inhumans now. Maybe they'll just be like, our Inhumans are mutants now.
We tried Inhumans, no one cared.
Nobody cared, you know mutants, okay. Then they just have some reference to it. I think ultimately, the way I would like it to go, this would be the one that I find the least grating, but I still don't love it. I think I just don't want X-Men in the MCU.
Evidently.
Yeah, would
Why
be.
Why do you hate me?
Well, to be honest, I'd love it for you because I couldn't care either way. You know, whatever. I'll just watch Pirates of the Caribbean 1-3 again. I'll be fine. God, those movies are great. Anyway.
The curse that I got to watch a million movies was because Jackson made a wish. She was like, I wish to be filled with permanent joy by watching 3 movies. And as a side effect, I cannot find joy unless I'm watching a movie I haven't seen. Then my brain just gets full of references that no one wants.
I thought you were saying that it was like a wish I made. And it's like, you get one wish for touching the jade monkey. And I'm like, I wish I got, you know, enjoyment out of watching just 3 movies. And you're like, that's a good wish. And then I turn to you and I'm like, and I wish Dusha had to watch a million movies forever. Why add that to your wish? I don't know. It just felt right. Is that it would be that maybe the X-Men were around and maybe the X-Men even they were involved in the past, like in the 50s or the 40s or the 60s with some multiverse shit and they got shunted out of our world, but they left some remnants behind that somebody, some person, whoever, finds, and then they multiverse back, and as part of the multi, it's like the big multiverse storm that I think will round out Phase 4, and it fucks up Earth, and so everybody's mad at the mutants. I think that for me personally, that would be the least upsetting way to do it. I don't think it's great.
Again, you could make that work. Like thinking about that, it's kind of like, oh yeah, like Doctor Strange reading about like, oh, there were some like altered humans, they're calling them the mutants or something and they did something fuckled with the multiverse, and they tried something. There was like a big danger that happened in, you know, the like 1960s, and it was all centered around what used to be a school. But there was apparently a tragedy looking through, like, you know, whatever.
Something went wrong, they all disappeared. That's weird.
That is very weird. But like, yeah, like there's no like you know, there's no records or whatever. And I guess, you know, by all they stopped it, and then they turn up again,
and it's like, we've been, so you're kind of doing the multiverse thing, the trapped in time or in space thing, and kind of the hidden place thing all at once. I think that would kind of be my favorite way, but again, if I could just not have them in, that would be great.
Yeah.
If I could just have them at some point be like, we're actually going back on it, and don't worry about it, it's not happening.
Imagine MCU were like, we sold the X-Men again.
They're off on a brand new journey, somewhere new.
We sold X-Men to Universal. They're in Fast and the Furious now.
Yeah. They're going to fight a Kong. Yeah. Bye.
Hey, do you reckon you could add...
Charles Xavier drives a car.
Do you reckon you could add the end of...
a pickup truck.
The end of the... You know, like, what do you call it when you get, like, title of the movie and then something?
Subtitle?
Yeah. Could you add the subtitle of the Ice Age movies to Fast and Furious and get coherent film names? Continental Drift.
Okay. Is the entire reference to that the fact that you just recognize that Ice Age has Drift in one of its titles?
Yeah, and then I was like, could I expand this? But my brain couldn't think of any of the other Ice Age titles. I was hoping you could. Age of Dinosaurs.
Because I think it's Ice Age 2, Ice Age Continental Drift.
Fast and Furious 2 works. Continental Drift, Age of Dinosaurs. This one
I'm pretty sure
it's
Dawn of Dinosaurs.
Dawn of Dinosaurs. Oh, good. Fast and Furious, Dawn of Dinosaurs. Like, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
The Ice Age franchise makes no sense. Goes backwards.
Yeah, it does. Goes backwards in time. In the last one, there's an orangutan who is a pirate.
Also the dinosaurs one?
No. In the dinosaurs one, Simon Pegg plays a weasel.
Because in the first one, there's a kid.
Yeah.
Like a human.
Humans get wiped out in the Ice Age world. They're gone. Kaput.
Then the Ice Age stops happening in the second one? No, third one.
Yeah. The second one, there's a flood. They make an ark, like Noah from the Bible.
Yeah, you read it? Maybe read a book for once in your life.
You read Ice Age?
I just think the X-Men, they'll just make no big deal. Well, they'll obviously have to make a big deal of it because they're going to make a movie about it.
Yes, there.
But they won't be like, here's a grand thing. It'll be like...
Yeah. Child's born wrong.
And also, child's born wrong. And it won't be... I don't think we'll get a Wolverine. I don't think we'll get a Magneto. And I don't think we'll get a Mystique.
Okay. So
I think it'll be Charles and it'll be like Jean Grey and Cyclops. They'll probably do that pairing again.
Oh, yeah.
They'll try and not fuck it this time.
Fingers crossed.
They'll fuck it this time. That's my final prediction. They're going to fuck it this time.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys.
Da, 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 da. Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.